It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and from all the teachers who are nominated by Pickle listeners at our website, foreverpittsburgh.com, the Pickle is paying tribute to five teachers who stood out the most. And one of those teachers is Elizabeth Pasquale, the first grade teacher at H.W. Good Elementary School in the Yawk School District. And here's my conversation with Elizabeth.
And you're a world traveler?
Yes, I am. I've been to 61 countries in the past about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I love to travel and bring artifacts back to my classroom and teach all the kids about it. And they get really interested. And I also keep a blog during the summer so that they can follow it and get to learn about it along with me.
And where are you heading to next?
I'm trying to go to Iran and Turkey this summer.
Good luck. What does it feel to be thought of by so many people to go to our website and nominate you for Teacher Appreciation Week?
It made me feel really good. It feeling very appreciated for Teacher Appreciation Week, that's for sure. And it warms my heart to know that the work I'm putting into the classroom and the kids is appreciated by others and their parents. So very happy.
How young were you when you decided this is what you wanted to do for your life's work?
Probably 5 years old when I was with my best friend. We'd always play around and I'd teach him how to spell the word jello as a teacher. I grew up and really became a teacher.
Did you have a little blackboard?
Yes, a little blackboard. Oh. And I would write the words on the board for him to practice. And he was always a student and I was always a teacher.
Was there a teacher in your life that was an influence on your decision to become a teacher?
Absolutely. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Shavel, I believe she works at Norwin now, but she was my teacher in Ross Draver, and she did a unit on Japan, and that's actually what made me want to travel. She brought us little artifacts, and we did these activities, and she's just super, super friendly and easy to talk to, and she's the one that inspired me to be a teacher.
And doing the same thing that she did, bring all the different artifacts back. Is it easy to be paid? Now, you're a first grade teacher.
First grade.
It's easier to be a first grade teacher, I assume, as opposed to maybe a 11th grade teacher?
I personally think the opposite. It's a lot of energy. You can't really have a bad day and come in and say, oh, okay, we'll just sit down and do your workbooks. They're constantly on the move and moving from centers and different groups and you know, interacting with them and differentiating their groups. So I'd say it takes a lot more energy. Although different problems come with the 11th grade teacher, so it's a give and take.
is it tough to keep order in the class? I mean, do you find maybe a couple of students aren't really interested and you have to try and get them interested?
Absolutely. It's a game. I like to think of it as a game because you come in every morning and you have your activity and you have to get their attention, and if they're not interested, you're going to lose them and they're going to sit there and they're going to be bored. So I try to create every activity or lesson as a game in that way, and it seems to work. You still have some now and then, but then you adjust and you make your changes until it works.
Do you have any advice for anybody who would want to get into this profession?
See if you can go try it out somewhere. Work at a camp. That way you can see how the days are run, and if you really click with it, and then that way if you do, you can go to college and start practicing even more.
Is that what you did?
It's exactly what I did. I worked. I went in with my sister's classroom. She teaches.
Oh.
She's 6 years older than me. At Upper St. Clair, and so I went in and used to help her out and do activities. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I knew I was doing the right thing, pursuing that passion.
Well, congratulations on you nominated for your recognition and being a great teacher here at the school.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And thank you to those who nominated me. I appreciate it.